My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steven Vogt getting choked up, Tone.
How could you not? How could you not get choked up about this whole experience?
No, you don't sound different at all. Hi, good morning. All right, well, that's an elephant in the room. Anyway,
No, that's an elephant in a different
room. In a different room out in Bay Village. Anyway, I'm a little taken aback by today. And to watch the comeback, the victory, you know, usually I find a lot of ball players to be vapid, to be honest with you. I think that a lot of them just kind of, I don't know. They have childish instincts, childish behaviors to them. I haven't always been a fan of a lot of ball players. I spent a lot of time with a lot of ball players, and I thought a lot of them were idiots, to be honest with you. Boy, Steven Vogt is just a completely different type of guy and a completely different type of manager. Is he the most likable in the city right now?
The most likable of all the players,
of the man, coaches, I would say of the coaches, of the managers, and everything.
Why? I don't know. Stefanski's pretty likable, is he not? We don't really know.
We still had a person calling in to get him fired yesterday. Well, at least on Coming in Hot.
Oh, okay. You mean just in terms of like approval in the city?
I mean approval. Because you and I, when we get calls about firing. I think it's a likability thing, because when you and I get calls about like the Browns after a game or something, even after a win, again, there was somebody who wanted to fire Kevin Stefanski. And it's like, well, what more does he have to prove? And people are like, well, he hasn't proven anything. He hasn't won a playoff game. And like, yeah, he's a two-time coach of the year. They've been to the playoffs 2 out of 4 years. It's hard to do that. Like, you and I understand that. There are still people, anytime you and I start to say nice things about Kevin Stefanski, I mean, they get mad. They get really mad. With Steven Vogt, and I know it's only his first year, and I think that helps him in this case, I think that he might be the most well-liked guy just because there hasn't been a lot of experience that we've had to go after him. And there's an emotion there that I don't think we've seen with the other guys. Like, JB would get mad and get hoarse, and that was it. Kevin has gotten he's gotten more emotional over time, but you remember he started out, he was a cyborg. Steven Vogt certainly has their attention and has our attention. I think he might be the most likable in the city. As much as you and I like Kevin, I think he might be the most likable.
Well, I imagine some of that probably has something to do with just the the real, true, authentic life or death of the NFL. Like, every game, people remember, even in wins, coaching decisions that were made by Kevin that they are so frustrated about that they're going to take to their grave. Are people watching the Guardians outside of it? It felt like at times you are people watching the baseball team that closely? Or are they just kind of monitoring, maybe dozing off in the middle of the night, maybe waking up to whether or not they won or lost? Like, I just think the sport lends itself to a different way to watch.
Well, I agree with that. I think a lot more people are watching it like you, judging by the attendance last night. I think a lot more people are kind of watching in passing, especially I think some people, it's very odd. It's still 2 weeks left. There's folks who are like, ah, this division, they're going to get a wild card. They're not going to win this division. I go, man, there's 2 weeks left. They're up by what, 5 games now in the Central? I think they are, because Kansas City lost last night, so they're up 5 games in the Central. They're up 7.5 over Minnesota. Like, yeah. Minnesota, and I know there's 3 more games left in this series, and
magic
there's another week and a half
after. The division
after.
Is 7. I think it's 1 for the playoffs.
Okay,
they
so we're
gonna win tomorrow.
Well,
in
some, yeah, because there were a couple fans who were celebrating a little too early. They thought that last night was the clincher.
But
like,
they controlled their
they?
Own destiny because the Royals lost. Or yeah, the Royals lost.
Sub question: if you're the Guardians, do you pop champagne just for making the playoffs, or do you wait until you clinch the division?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What do you
because
do?
You have a new manager like Tito. Although it felt like they did every step of the way, even with Tito, they were celebrating. So, but I was going to think for somebody like Tito, it was old hat for vote. I mean, this was unexpected. Normally, I am, hey, keep your nose, you know, to the grindstone. Let's think about the big picture. But because this team was not expected to do anything, like I imagine there's going to be all sorts of celebration.
Yeah, but I mean, if you clinch a playoff spot, like, technically they could do it today, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So do you have two parties in 2 weeks?
Underwood made it sound yesterday. I haven't investigated that number, the playoff number for myself, but he said at the end of the game, as long as the Royals lose, which they did, that the Guardians would control their own destiny today on playoffs.
I just want to know what's protocol. Do you have two celebrations in 2 weeks, or do you? Maybe you do.
Boy, in baseball. Know. In baseball, it seems like it's a celebration nightly for those guys.
Oh, I said.
I don't, because we've definitely talked about that in the past. I used to make fun of some of the teams that would celebrate. Then they'd win one wild card game. Hey, we're celebrating again. Then they'd get waxed in the actual playoffs. And I was like, oh, well, at least they got their celebrations in.
I would agree with that. I would also say I always wanted them to for the Ohio Cup. I wanted them to celebrate the Ohio Cup. I wanted them to get the champagne and spray each other with the beers and the champagne and put the plastic over the lockers and everything like that. For Kyle Manzard, it says, by the way, Mitch says the earliest Guardians can clinch a playoff spot is tomorrow. Playoff spot magic number is 2 over the Tigers.
So it, under Ken's,
the Tigers won. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Under Ken's definition of celebration, we could be celebrating tomorrow. Then we could be celebrating on Wednesday, September 25th.
I'll celebrate
for the Ohio Cup.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you could be celebrating again, depending on the seed. I mean, they're only a half game back of the Yankees right now for the best record in the American League and a 1 seed, and obviously you'd have the bye.
Golly.
So these guys could be just on a bender over the next 3 weeks.
You took the words right out of my mouth. They could be very well a bender over the next couple of weeks here. So they win the game. I think we have to remind everybody, it's such great fashion for Manzardo to have that type of moment. I know that a lot of people, there's been some people really going after Josh Naylor lately, which Quincy Wheeler is a guy who I follow who writes about the Guardians, and he's a very good baseball guy. And there's some people who say, like, well, Josh Naylor doesn't care anymore. And I'm like, I think Josh Naylor cares. I don't think there's anything about Josh Naylor. He said that there's some people responding to him saying that Josh Naylor doesn't care anymore. And I said, my Jesus, I think he cares.
How do you gauge that somebody doesn't care?
Because I think that, honestly, I think there's been some people who've dropped in on Josh Naylor recently for whatever reason. And maybe they don't remember that Josh Naylor has always taken hell hacks. He's always, that's why they throw it to him. He's always chased low and away and waves at it, and it looks really, really bad. He knows when he's messed up. And then up and away, he takes this giant swing because he's trying to hit it out to, like.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ash DeBula. And so when he strikes out, it looks really bad. I mean, it looks like he has zero game plan up there. And we have to admit, over the last month, Josh Naylor has not been very good. And I mean, maybe the second half. If you want to go by the second half, he hasn't been that great.
His September is his best month of the year so far.
Well, over the last month, over the year so far, they haven't liked him over since the All-Star break. I'm just giving you what they say. And it hadn't been in these moments, in the big moments, it hasn't been that great. But they say he doesn't care. I think he cares. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he's a bit of a streak player. That guy wears his emotions on his sleeve. Like, I don't understand, man. Some people are living on the internet too much if they're saying Josh Naylor doesn't care enough. I mean, that guy, I would argue that guy cares more than just about everybody.
Well, I need to understand what the definition of not caring is. I mean, there's guys who don't care, and they're, like, tanking it out for whatever reason. That's something I think we rarely see.
Somebody doesn't go and ask Josh Naylor now after today's game. Yeah. Hey, show in Cleveland's talking about whether you care enough about the sport based on internet fodder.
I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want him to come over here and beat me. I think that some people get confused with, like, hey, he's going to – in his strikeouts, he's going to get his money's worth. He just looks terrible.
His job is to try to hit the ball out of the park. He's not the two-hole hitter.
But when he swings,
he's not the leg-it-out guy.
And I think when people see him swinging, I'm looking for any explanation why people think he doesn't care.
Because people
cares. They have their head up their ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably the best
more
way
than
to
likely.
Say it.
More than likely.
Mine involved several F-words, so.
Yeah. I mean, more than likely.
I'll tell you what, as majestic as some of his big shots have been, you know, over the year, I would say some of his most impressive work at the plate are those 300-mile-an-hour grounders that get through the infield. Like, nobody swings harder and gets those balls quicker through the infield than Josh Naylor.
That's true. Also, the attendance last night, an issue to some. It was listed at 17,600.
Yeah, it's been bad. We can be honest. It's been really rough. I think the challenge was going to be, and we had talked about this, once not just NFL football starts up, but just football in general, once at every level. You know, you knew it was going to take a bite out of the Friday crowds, the Saturday crowds. I'm a little surprised the team with the second-best record in the American League has a crowd like that last night, but I just think this is a town that once football starts up, the Guardians have to be extra, extra special to command the
people
attention.
Are busy in the fall, though, too.
Well, I don't want to make a bunch of excuses for it and everything like that. Like, people have their reasons to go to games and not go to games. I thought it was because I'll admit, like, Sunday, Mitch said he went to the baseball game. And I went, you didn't watch Browns? He's like, well, I was there with my dad. Like, okay, I guess you're going to go with daddy. But I thought it was a little bit odd. I'm like, you didn't watch Browns? Like,
I asked that question. That response, I think, and there's nothing wrong with that response by you. I think that's what most people, that's what I would say to my friends too. Wait, what were you doing with the Browns? Well, you know, the Browns are on. I mean, they have them on, you know, in the bar or whatever. Yeah, but you're at the baseball game. I think it gets really, really tough once the football season starts for people to have their undivided attention still on the baseball team in town. That doesn't mean there aren't people like that. Certainly, we talk to people every day who say they're Guardians first. They can't believe that baseball has slipped so much in this town. But once that calendar flips and we're in week two of the NFL season, now if the Browns would have lost to Jacksonville, maybe it's a different story. Maybe people start giving up on the Browns very quickly.
Les Levine would tell you, though, and I'm not speaking out of turn because you know what I'm about to say. Les Levine was always the first one to go, yeah, all you guys complaining about how much baseball, quote-unquote, slipped. You guys don't remember or refuse to acknowledge what it was before the new stadium was built. And the lack of interest that there was when the new stadium before the new stadium was built, where it's never been a high-drawing town. That was part of the reason why there was hesitancy to move into the new state, the old stadium from League Park, because, I mean, 80,000 people, an 80,000-seat stadium with 10,000 people looks barren as opposed to a 30,000-seat stadium with 10,000 people that was over on the east side. But that's a long time ago. I mean, if we want to do our history lessons, we can. I think baseball is basically in the same spot it's just about always been. That's why it's always been a conversation about how successful baseball is in the city. Now, I'm sensitive to the people who are baseball first, because I think that if you're a person who loves baseball and like football secondary, basketball secondary, or whatever, when it comes to deserving, yes, I think you're pulling your hair out because the Guardians would deserve the attention over the Browns. That's what they would. But it is a football region. It is the Midwest. Us, Pittsburgh, I don't know what they do in Cincinnati. Detroit, I mean, the Buffalo, right there along the lake and down the river. That's a big football region. Football commands it. Plus, it's a once-a-week thing. The difference is that, I mean, look at what the distraction the Browns have been over the last couple of weeks. It's been an everyday, good, bad, ugly, whatever it's been. It's been there every single day over the last couple of weeks, as opposed to, you know, baseball, the Guardians, they go out there, they play well, they pitch well, they do some things the right way. That's why having Stephen Vogt get emotional, hey, that's a big deal. Because we have to underline that he's such a likable guy. And I say right now because he's a professional baseball coach, manager. People will find their reasons not to like him, but damn, he's such a likable guy. I mean, this is not even, you haven't even clinched. You can tell he really loves these guys and he loves his job.
Yeah, I would tell you, like Owen mentioned, all the stuff going on in fall, and Ken, you mentioned the distractions with Watson. I'll tell you, this is why it was so crazy how great the attendance was in May, how they sold out as many games in May as they had in a long, long time, because that's when the weather starts to get nice, and people were flocking to the ballpark, and I wonder if it harkens back to, you know, kind of what I said over the maybe about a week or 2 weeks ago, when it felt like despite the Guardians having one of the best records in the American League, the fans were just not that confident about the team. And they weren't trash-talking. They weren't, you know, puffing their chests out. It didn't seem like the fans had all that much confidence the way that normally Cleveland teams and their fans have when their teams are really good. Like this fan base, regardless of the Browns, Cavs, whatever, they want to trash talk. They want to go on the internet and make fun of the other teams and their fan bases. And that really wasn't happening with the Guardians. Maybe it's because they had played 500 baseball for really 3 months out of the season since they had built up that cushion. I'm not sure. But I think this is a great time to get reinvested in this team as they're pulling away in the division. And we're talking about busting out the champagne for making the postseason, something nobody thought was probably all that realistic before the year started.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.